from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Every time I hear this song when we bring Karen on, and the fact that she loves this song, this performer, I think of her in this video. Have you seen this video for this song? Desiree?
I remember the video.
Multiple
pictures of her.
Strutting around all confident in that black outfit that she's wearing. And I just wonder, you know. There's people I like to be like in videos too, right? You know, so I picture Karen doing this particular video. I don't know.
Morning, Karen.
Good morning, Karen. What are you having
good
for breakfast?
It
was asked earlier, how are you enjoying your breakfast at Wimbledon or watching Wimbledon?
Oh, fine. You know, it is what it is. I've been doing it for a long time. Long time.
Do you actually have breakfast while you watch?
You know, it's so funny because up until maybe a couple of years ago, my family and I would try to have breakfast that from the countries represented in the final, not just the strawberries and cream. Well, we haven't done it in a couple of years. I have to try to go back to that. It's a fun thing to do. You learn a little bit about where the players come from and what typical breakfasts are from those countries.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought the strawberries and cream were from the French Open.
No.
What's the French Open breakfast? What's the French Open breakfast?
No. Yeah, but the cream in Great Britain is more like the cream you put in your coffee, not like fluffy whipped cream that we think of in the U.S. when we think of, you know, cream with fruit and all that.
Anyway. Good old American pancakes.
No. Let's start with yesterday before we get into today, and the women's final was quite a final match, entertaining match.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, it split 6-2 sets, and then the final set just, you know, it came down to a break of serve. It was an entertaining match. I mean, things kept shifting. And in the end, the person with the most experience in major finals won, and that was Krejcikova, who won the French Open in 2021. So she had a little bit more firepower than Jasmine Paolini. But
Karen,
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask you. We talked about this, and when you joined us last week, you were talking about this wasn't a star. Or the last time we talked to you, this wasn't a star-powered final, But yet, okay, it happened. And you know, sometimes top seeds get knocked off. Moving forward, though, what should we expect from these two women as far as seeing them again in finals, semifinals, so on and so forth?
Well, Jasmine Paolini is now number 5 in the world as of Monday. I mean, she's making the final of Wimbledon and the French Open. And probably the next competition for her will be the Olympic Games. I expect her to do well in the Olympics. I mean, possibly even medal. Krejcikova, this year has not been a great year for her playing singles. She hardly won any of her matches, but I'm sure this is going to boost her confidence tremendously. So I expect her to do well the rest of the year. I mean, winning Wimbledon really lifts you.
Can believe that. And speaking of winning Wimbledon and getting a lift, folks here in Atlanta, we had a little something to smile about with Taylor Townsend winning the women's doubles with Siniaková. And it's something kind of, I won't say a dream deferred, but it's something that people expected to see Taylor maybe do sooner as she won Wimbledon junior. But the life and career has been quite
enough. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
An odyssey for her.
Yes, it has been, and I was just thinking back. The first time I was in Australia covering a tournament, Taylor won the juniors in the Australian Open. I think she was 15 at the time. And just thinking back to, when you're in the juniors and you're a top-ranked junior, you think, you're going to have an easy transition to the pros, which she did, and you're going to be number one. But, you know, in her singles, she hasn't quite made it that, you know, into the top 10 or anything. But doubles, she's really a terrific doubles player. I mean, even back then, as a junior, terrific doubles player. So to see her do well in doubles, I mean, being a top player in doubles is going to affect her singles. I mean, she's still playing singles. She's not as highly ranked as in doubles, but it's going to give her a boost of confidence here. Also, winning her first major women's doubles title. Now, she can say that she's won, quote-unquote, a doubles slam. I hate using the word slam. I prefer major. But she should be really proud, and she'll be on cloud 9 for a long time.
Yep. And she's a mom. So that's the thing that she's doing, folks. Spending time, you know, on the waitfor.com hotline talking with Karen Pistina. Tennis Panorama News. She is social. You can find things that she's writing about tennis. And as a matter of fact, coming up later today with the men's final at Tennis News TPN, All right, Greg, you ready to talk about the men's final today?
Well, I'm waiting to hear what she's got to say, but she knows where my head is at. She just knows.
I know what your analysis of this final. Okay. Djokovic comes, I mean, he had a way easier draw but you could only beat who is in front of you. And he has 4 less hours on the court than Carlos Alcaraz because he didn't have to play one of his matches. He had a walkover because someone retired before the match began. Carlos, I wouldn't say it has necessarily been his best run. He keeps falling behind early and then coming back, but he figures things out. He's like, okay, I did this wrong, let me correct it. He's that way. Now, last year, Carlos beat Djokovic in 5 sets. And my prediction, I hope I'm not Charles Barkley when I make this prediction because his predictions are always wrong. I'm going to say Alcaraz in 5 sets. I just think his youth is going to prevail. I really do, but I think it's going to be 5 sets. Not going to be easy. It's going to be a battle.
Okay, yeah. we're all picking Alcaraz, the three of us.
I'm saying Alcaraz in 4.
Mm-hmm.
But not Greg.
No, I don't need the number
well,
of sets. Just win.
I didn't need to ask Greg I didn't even need to ask Greg.
No, she knows who I am, but I'm not going to pick. I'm not Ali here. I'm not going to pick the round. I don't care. I just want him to win. I just want Alcaraz to win. I want him to start his pursuit of being what's next. And I want him. Was it Sinner? Who's the guy that got knocked out?
Sinner.
I want those two to compete. And Medvedev. I want those guys to be the next threesome that go, you know, for the next decade and then bounce back and forth. I want them to be Federer, Nadal, and Joker for the next decade.
Yeah. So let's see if it's the changing of the guard. Now, funny thing is, this is the first final Djokovic has been in this whole year.
Yep.
He hasn't won any tournaments all year. It's shocking to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. I mean, it should be a really good contest. I mean, they always produce fantastic tennis between them. They really do. It should be fun to watch.
A lot of people didn't think Djokovic would be here. I mean, he had a procedure done on his knee that is usually a 6-week recovery, 6 to 8 week recovery.
Yeah, he had it. June 4th, I think it was. He had arthroscopic surgery on his right knee. And that's the miracle of science. He's back here already, back playing. Actually, Taylor Fritz, the number one American, he had the same surgery a couple of years ago and right before, like a month before Wimbledon was back. So I have a feeling Djokovic could have maybe used his surgeon. Who knows?
We haven't even asked Karen. Are you going to cover, not just from home, but would you be able to get credentialed to go to the Olympics? And cover tennis
that
there?
Is a long and arduous process.
Yeah. Really?
And one that I am not going to be able to go to Paris. But okay. It's a long process because you have so many people applying for different sports. So, you know, it's divided up and you have so many countries. At one point, I forgot which Olympics, I made it to the alternate list to cover it.
Okay.
But I didn't get there. It's extraordinarily tough to get credentialed for the Olympic Games, yeah. I'm telling you.
Which one was
Not
that?
Not unless you're a rights holder.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, some people want to go and they find out they got an athlete coming from their home or home country or hometown at the last minute and they want to go. I mean, that's tough getting passports, finding some place to live. I mean, people say it like it's an easy thing. It is not
that's
easy.
That's the one thing. You're right, though. As far as media, I would wonder how they're set up.
Right. If you find out at the last minute, well, if this person qualified and you want to try to go over there and cover them, and, you know, you can appeal to them. In major sporting events, if you're from the home of someone, if they can make a provision, they will. It's like at Augusta. You may not be normally going to cover the Masters. But if somebody from your hometown plays a tournament a month before and they qualify for it, you're in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I mean, that's... Yep.
The Olympics is a whole another thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, the two most difficult places to be credentialed for tennis, Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. I'm very happy
New York.
I've been able to cover both of them. And the U.S. Open longer because I'm from here and I'm not far away.
jump on the D train.
Yep, but you're also going to come
I'm not near a subway, but I'm close enough, though.
But you're also coming to the Atlanta Open, and we found out that there's a change in the showdown on Sunday. We were expecting to see Venus Williams. She's not going to be able to play, so Taylor Townsend is going to play Sloane Stephens on that day. here at Atlantic Station in Atlanta. So as your Atlanta crowd will be happy to welcome Taylor home and to see her play in this match against Sloan.
Yeah, that should be fun. The crowd will really love that, having Taylor out there. And I will be there for that. I'm making my way into Atlanta, a week from today in the morning. So I'll be on site for the tournament before that exhibition match at night. So I'll let you guys know. Offline, what
Saturday
would be.
We hope to see you over there.
Absolutely, now. Absolutely. Karen Prestanen, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, before we let her go, I'm going to let you pick which one, but we lost a couple people yesterday that was a part of all of our lives for a period of time. Do you have any thought, as we leave you today, on either Richard Simmons or Dr. Ruth?
Dr. Ruth. She was hilarious, and she was pretty straightforward. Whenever she was appearing as a guest on any kind of show, you don't expect, a little older lady to talk so much about sex. And she just made things hilarious,
This has been the best. Go ahead, Garrett.
I was going to say, you just don't think about this. She just always made people laugh. She really did.
This has been the best part
He had it. Was it June 4th? I think it was. He had arthroscopic surgery on his right knee, and that's the miracle of science. He's back here already, back playing. Actually, Taylor Fritz, the number one American, he had the same surgery a couple of years ago, and right before, like a month before Wimbledon was back. So I have a feeling Djokovic could have maybe used his surgeon. Who knows?
We haven't even asked Karen. Are you going to cover, not just from home, but would you be able to get credentialed to go to the Olympics and cover tennis
that
there?
That is a long and arduous process.
Really?
And one that I am not going to be able to go to Paris. But okay. It's a long process because you have so many people applying for different sports. So, it's divided up and you have so many countries. At one point, I forgot which Olympics, I made it to the alternate list to cover it.
Okay.
But I didn't get there. It's extraordinarily tough to get credentialed for the Olympic Games, I'm telling you.
Which one was it?
Not unless you're a rights holder.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing is, some people want to go and they find out they got an athlete coming from their home or home country or hometown at the last minute and want to go. I mean, that's tough getting passports, finding some place to live. I mean, people say it like it's an easy thing. It is not
easy. That's the one thing. You're right, though. As far as media, I would wonder how they're set up.
Right. If you find out at the last minute, well, if this person qualified and you want to try to go over there and cover them, and, you can appeal to them. In major sporting events, if you're from the home of someone, if they can make a provision, they will. It's like at Augusta. You may not be normally going to cover the Masters, but if somebody from your hometown plays a tournament a month before and they qualify for it, you're in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I mean, that's...
The Olympics is a whole another thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, the two most difficult places to be credentialed for tennis, Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. I'm very happy I've been able to cover both of them and the U.S. Open longer because I'm from here and I'm not far away.
jump on the D train.
Yep, but you're also going to come to
I'm not near a subway, but I'm close enough, though.
But you're also coming to the Atlanta Open, and we found out that there's a change in the showdown on Sunday. We were expecting to see Venus Williams. She's not going to be able to play. So Taylor Townsend is going to play Sloane Stephens on that day here at Atlantic Station in Atlanta. So as your Atlanta crowd will be happy to welcome Taylor home and to see her play in this match against Sloane.
Yeah, that should be fun. The crowd will really love that, having Taylor out there. And I will be there for that. I'm making my way into Atlanta, a week from today in the morning. So I'll be on site for the tournament before that exhibition match at night. So I'll let you guys know offline here what a snap date would be.
We hope to see you. Hope to see you over there.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Karen Prestanen, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, before we let her go, I'm going to let you pick which one. But we lost a couple people yesterday that was a part of all of our lives for a period of time. Do you have any thought as we leave you today on either Richard Simmons or Dr. Ruth?
Dr. Ruth, she was hilarious, and she was pretty straightforward whenever she was appearing as a guest on any kind of show. You don't expect, a little older lady to talk so much about sex. And she just made things hilarious.
This has been the best. Go ahead, Karen.
I was going to say, you just don't think about this. She just always made people laugh. She really did.
This has been the best part passing, but the tributes and the things that have been said about her. Everybody ends up kind of laughing and giggling because you remember this little diminutive woman.
Just how ridiculous the idea was.
It would be like the equivalent of people going, I don't understand. Okay, picture Danny DeVito talking sex to you.
Yeah, I know. Like, right.
That's basically.
I mean, Dr. Ruth was 4'7". Okay.
Exactly.
I mean, she was 4'7".
Anyway, I'm sure that she would be happy that we've spoken positively about her this morning, as we have.
Absolutely. Very much. Very much.
And so, Karen, enjoy the men's final, and thank you as always for your contribution to the show. And hopefully next week we get a chance to see you.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you guys.
All right. It's Karen Prestanen joining Sam and Greg.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.